The Lowell Green Podcast is brought to you by Scheel Furniture and Appliances in Pakenham. See Scheels.ca.
It's open house today. I haven't used that phrase in a long, long time. Absolutely anything that you would like to discuss. I try to raise issues that I think most people will be interested in, or many, but sometimes I miss. Sometimes there's other issues out there that some of you think should be discussed, and we never quite get around to doing it. So if there's something that you think we should be discussing that we really haven't, or certainly not at the length that you would like, give us a call. Or, John, once again, how do people get in touch with us?
Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Facebook.com/TheLowellGreen is the main stream. Facebook.com/BlastTheRadio will also work for you. All your show links at BlastTheRadio.com/LowellGreen. And, yes, the number again, 613-413-2217.
A question. I do have a question here. I don't understand why the Liberals are unwilling to help us battle the high cost of living. I mean, not all Liberals are stupid or greedy. There's some very good people that are in Parliament. I know some of them. And there's some very good people that vote Liberal. But I just do not understand this defiance of decency. That's what I call it, because there are a number of things that Trudeau and the Liberals could and should do to lower the cost of living. Could do it very, very easily. An order in council wouldn't even have to be approved by Parliament. If it went to Parliament, you can be darn sure the Conservatives would approve it in a snap. The Conservatives have repeatedly, for the past 2 or 3 weeks, maybe longer, have repeatedly asked the Liberals to do whatever they can to ease the financial burden on us Canadians, a financial burden that grows steeper every single day, as anybody who does any shopping out there knows darn well. Yesterday and again today, the Conservatives asked the Liberals to do several things. They're very specific, and things that could and easily be done by the Liberals today. Number one, temporarily suspend the carbon taxes. Number two, temporarily suspend the GST on such things as gasoline and heating fuel. Number three, stop the federal COVID restrictions on international travel, which would greatly relieve the chaos at Pearson International Airport that is seriously damaging the tourist industry. I mean, here is one that it would be so simple. Drop the mandate. Drop the vaccine and the masking mandates. These are federal. You've seen the chaos. Some people are lined up in security for 4 hours. Can you imagine what this is doing to the tourist industry? So the Conservatives say, listen, just drop those COVID restrictions. Every other country pretty well in the world has dropped them. Drop them and relieve some of the chaos at international airport. Because what's happening, people are finding out about what's going on at Pearson, then they're just not traveling here. And it's really, really, really damaging the travel industry, which has already taken some very heavy blows. No reason for it. They've also asked that the excise taxes, which are considerable, on farm fertilizers be suspended, which would help bring down the cost of food. The cost of fertilizer has quadrupled in the past year or so, quadrupled. This is one of the reasons why the cost of food continues to escalate. Cost of food escalates because the cost of producing the food escalates. And if you have to pay four times for fertilizer, what you paid just a year or two ago, you can imagine that this is going to increase the cost of production, and that's got to be passed along to you. And the conservatives have also asked that there's going to be another carbon tax applied sometime this year. It seems a little unclear. It's called the safe fuel tax that will add another 10 or 11 cents to a liter of gasoline. Suspend that. The conservatives say, look, we just, people just can't afford it now. and address the high cost of homes with a public inquiry into money laundering in the housing industry. Now, I wasn't aware that there is money laundering underway in the housing industry, but very clearly the conservatives have evidence that there is and have asked for a public inquiry. Look, they say, one of the reasons that, you know, home prices are escalating, skyrocketing, is because there's money laundering involved in the home building industry. Let's have a public inquiry. But on each of these issues, the Liberals, Trudeau, and every single member shakes their head. No, we won't. We won't lower the, we won't suspend the carbon tax. We won't suspend the GST. We won't have a public inquiry into money laundering in the housing industry. We won't lower the excise to remove the excise tax on fertilizer. No, they won't. Trudeau, of course, continues to claim that inflation is all the responsibility of the war in Ukraine. Well, it may be adding to it, but the fact of the matter is that by removing carbon taxes, the GST, if you remove the carbon taxes and the GST on gasoline, it would reduce the price of gasoline at today's rates somewhere around 25 to 30 cents a liter. That could happen tomorrow. Refuse to do it. I don't get it. Well, in a way, I guess I do, because don't forget, the higher the price of gasoline and many other items, the more money flows into Trudeau's coffers. The GST, for example, the higher the price of gasoline, the more money flows in. And it applies also provincially, but it's the federal government that has imposed all of these extra taxes. We're faced with I don't know what it's like in your house. If you have an indexed pension or you're still working and have good income, maybe the high cost of living has not hit you yet. Maybe it doesn't concern you. I don't know. But I do know that many people are beginning to worry. I'm going to tell you that we're not exactly poor in this household, although I have no pensions. But listen, it's unbelievable. You just have no idea where it's going to go. You have to start saving. You've got to start looking at the cost of food. And we don't go out, for example, in restaurants nearly as much as we used to. It's just too damned expensive. Meat, we've got a party coming up here on Friday with my daughter, granddaughter, and former wife coming for Father's Day, and we're going to get some steaks. But I'm going to tell you, that's going to extend our food budget for about the next month to buy 4 or 5 steaks. So and Debbie's just shouting and says, we're not going to get steak. I don't know. Maybe it's not affecting you, but I'm going to tell you, folks, maybe it's not affecting Liberals. I don't know. But it's affecting a lot of people, because we're getting reports, increasing reports from food banks, that some of them are being almost stampeded. And one of the problems is that the food banks themselves are in distress situations. Not nearly as many people are contributing, just can't afford. And so here is Trudeau and the Liberals with the ability, very simply, with just the stroke of a pen, to reduce the cost of living considerably. Case of gasoline, 25, 30 cents a liter would help a hell of a lot, right? Not just gasoline, but food, etc. Won't do it. The other thing that really bothers me, and I don't understand, why in the light of everything that's happened, forget all the scandals, forget the delay in getting vaccines, forget the scandal there, and Jody Wilson, Raybould, etc. Forget all of that. Here we have an inflation situation. We've got inflation today at the highest since, 1981? And the federal government, Trudeau, has the ability to lower this and won't do it. And people still love the guy. This is what I don't get. I mean, if you forgive him blackface, all the other scandal, forgive him all of that. I mean, how can you forgive him for not helping to lower the cost of living for ordinary people? If a vote were held today, he'd probably win again. I just don't understand it. If you got any thoughts on that, folks, I'd sure like to hear it. What? Here is a man who has the power with a stroke of a pen to lower the cost of living, lower the cost of food, gasoline, heating fuel. I could go on and on and on. Won't do it. Won't do it. The conservatives are almost begging him. Between the NDP, don't forget the NDP is just as responsible as the NDP makes me laugh, for God's sake. I mean, there they are complaining about the high cost of this and that, and they're the ones that are keeping the liberals in power. Let's go to the phones first. Richard, you're on Blast the Radio with Lowell Green. All right, Richard. I was going to say CFRA. Go ahead, Richard.
Good afternoon, Lowell. Long-time listener, followed you around. A couple of things on my mind today.
Yeah.
That make me go, and give your head a shake. Number one, last week, as you know, Woodruff was still closed because we were working on the power lines. Not a problem. I'm talking the intersection of Woodruff and Fowlfield. If you're going north on Woodruff, you had no choice but to turn either left or right on Fowlfield. And here's what blew my mind. You had a advanced light to turn left. You have no southbound traffic coming off of Woodruff or coming down Woodruff because it's closed. And yet there's two police cruisers sitting there with four cops in the car, not directing traffic. After the extended green or the advanced green was finished, traffic stopped to turn left. But yet there's no oncoming traffic. And you were mesmerized as whether, do I turn left? Do I get ticketed for not following instructions? And yet there's a two and a half minute cycle that cars are stalled that want to turn left on Fowlfield or go west on Fowlfield. Blow my mind. What a waste of taxpayer money.
What were the police doing there?
No, I have no clue. Oh, well, I guess not to make sure nobody goes northbound on Woodruff. Well, yet there's nobody southbound.
Total lack of planning. I mean, this is just so typical. I've seen situations like this many times. I have seen, you know, red lights still on, but the traffic on the other road is blocked, so no traffic can come through. But you have to wait at a red light, even though no traffic can go the other way. I've seen this just absolutely no planning whatsoever.
As far as
I'm concerned, they should get rid of about 25% of the bureaucrats at City Hall and replace them with someone with brains. Be a good idea.
But Lowell, what wasn't that supposed to happen with amalgamation? When we brought the City of Ottawa under one umbrella, wasn't that supposed to happen?
I don't think that made any difference in that regard.
It didn't.
There just seems to be a total lack of planning. Advanced planning. I mean, in many cases, people, the bureaucrats know what's going to happen, this, that, and they just, either they forget to take action or just don't care. Thanks for the call, Richard.
I think it's the latter, Lowell. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. John, any response to anything?
Absolutely. Stephen just chimed in via Facebook. With a stroke of a pen, then he could freeze the price of oil for domestic oil production at $1 a liter. Kelly says, Trudeau and all of these elites are so out of touch with how the average person gets by. We all don't come from trust fund families, says Kelly.
But wait a minute. Let's go back to this, the response about $1 a liter. The fact of the matter is, if we were self-sufficient in energy and oil and gas, which we should be, while the government is not going to freeze prices at a dollar, it's certainly because we've seen examples of this in many other countries. If you are self-sufficient domestically, you can establish a price of oil and gas. Many other countries have done it. Have a look at the United States. United States is almost self-sufficient. How much is a liter of gasoline in the United States? It's about 30-40% less than we're paying here.
Just past $5 in Florida.
Okay. So, I mean, there's an example right there. One more, and this is one more reason I don't understand why people still love Justin Trudeau and the Liberals. This is what they've done to us. If we were self-sufficient, if we had a pipe, just all we needed to be self-sufficient was one pipeline through to Energy East to the Irving Oil Refinery in St. John. That would make the country totally self-sufficient with gasoline, oil, etc. And we could establish a base price. We could, anyway, I've gone through this 100 times. I just don't understand why people still love the guy. Go ahead, please, John.
Got an email from Tommy. He is listening in Saskatchewan. He says, hi, Lowell and John. What do you and people in Eastern Canada think when they hear Western Canadians talk about feeling persecuted, left out, and separation?
I think a lot of people are very sympathetic. I think real people, working people, I think the elites, you know, there's we live in a bit of a bubble here in Ottawa, protected jobs, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
But I think that the average, even I think the average Canadian has a lot of sympathy for the West. We understand that you people have been booted around. I mean, we relied on the West, Alberta, Saskatchewan, for decades to supply us with funds, et cetera, et cetera. And in response, we've just given you a boot in the ass. Go ahead, please, John.
Let's go to text, 613-413-2217. This person says, the impact in airports is a blockade. Preventing tourism is a blockade. Preventing 45 to 50% non-vaccinated American truckers to come in Canada is preventing the economy to roll. It's a blockade. Is this illegal?
No, it's illegal. It's the federal government, essentially the federal government, because it's a federal responsibility, can do whatever it wants. So it's imposed all these COVID restrictions. And as a consequence, we have what many people describe as absolute total chaos at Pearson International Airport. It is the laughingstock of the world. People around the world are now beginning to get wise. Let's not go to Toronto. Go ahead, please.
Here's another text. My daughter's in the States. As soon as she says she's Canadian, the Americans call Trudeau a dictator. She says it's a real slap in the face. Ooh.
I don't care what the Americans are saying. I care what we're saying here. Go ahead, please.
Radical environmentalists are more important to make happy than the average person, says Kelly. We cannot go green cold turkey. Catherine says no workers available to hire. Is the federal government still sending out checks to remain at home?
Yes, they are.
Real Canadians understand the plight of the West. Sadly, we are a dying breed, says David. Let's go to some of the comments from earlier we haven't had a chance to get to yet. Top of my list. Anne says, where's our finance minister in all of this?
cozying up to the prime minister, let's be honest. Go ahead.
Joshua has a question for you, Lowell, since it's open house. Has Lowell heard about the new Dr. Seuss-style book based on Trudeau called How the Prime Minister Stole Freedom? Amazon bestseller, according to National Post. His brain was three sizes too small, is one of the quotes. And Joshua thought you'd appreciate that line from the book.
You know what? You might as well laugh as cry, I guess. I mean, unless you're lined up at a food bank or at a security check at Pearson International Airport. Not too many people laughing there. Go ahead.
Okay, back to my... Oh, by the way, hang on a second here. Sorry, something just popped up on my screen. Is anyone in government trying to fix the doctor shortages? Is there anyone in government who actually gives a damn, is the next question up on Facebook.
The problem with this is that you just don't create doctors overnight. There's no question that we could have more foreign doctors here and license them to practice here more quickly. But, I mean, if you're going to increase the number of doctors, this takes many years to do. You've got to increase the number of spaces at university for doctor education, et cetera. So it takes a number of years to do this. You just don't become a doctor overnight. But it is a problem. Whether our governments are planning for more doctors, I don't know. That's a very good question. I'll do some research on that. Thank you.
Yeah, and I love the idea of retraining some of these doctors who, of course, don't have medical degrees from here, and therefore, but they've got some foundation in medical knowledge, obviously.
One would hope.
If we don't start retraining them to our standards today, then we're doing a huge disservice. I mean, what is the delay? That seems to me like a 1 or 2 year program to get them caught up.
The problem of doctors is not quite as black and white as it appears. There's no question there's a shortage of family doctors. But as far as surgeons go, I'm not sure if there's a shortage. What there is with surgeons is operating room space. As a consequence, we have a number of doctors who have found, for example, the doctor that operated on my knees, he did the surgery in Kempville. He's got a little clinic that he set up in Kempville. And one of the reasons for that is that he just simply couldn't get operating time in Ottawa. He's a major.
Wow.
He's one of the best surgeons in the city. And he's not alone. Many of the doctors are really, really limited as to the surgery time that's available. This is one more reason why we have to go to some form of private clinic. I mean, there should be a private clinic where you can go and get your knees and hips and cataract surgery and so forth. It could be covered by OHIP. That's fine. Go ahead, please.
Let's get a word in for Shields. We do have a number of comments still to get to. But
yeah, actually, it's funny. The Pakenham is in the is in the news today. There's apparently a stray rooster that's on the front page of the Ottawa Sun today that was rescued from Pakenham. I don't know, some Bard Rock poultry farmer in the Pakenham area wanted to get rid of this rooster. But so anyhow, this rooster has now apparently been brought to safety in Pakenham. One more example of the good people in Pakenham, including
wow.
No, apparently this guy, he saw the rooster there and he went around to some of the neighbors. Have you lost a rooster? No. So, and he goes back, I don't know, an hour later, and the rooster is still there. So he chases it down a little bit and he catches it. And apparently it's now in a safe home someplace.
Wasn't just sure how you're going to segue that into an ad for Shields, but there you
go. It's just, this is the Valley way though, okay? I mean, let's face it, if there's a rooster running loose in Ottawa, are people going to go around and find out who's, I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
But in the Valley, they do. And it's just one more example of the kind of service, the good people who live in the Valley. And one among those people, everybody that works at Shields. This is a company, business folks, that's been in business, same family, same location since 1947. They've got to be doing something really good, and they are. Shields.ca. Go ahead, please, John.
Okay. Glenn says they have no interest in doing anything for the taxpayer. Laurentian View Terry is on Twitch saying liberals not helping with the cost of living because the high-up liberals have no idea what the cost of living is. A multimillionaire doesn't give a flying fox fart about the cost.
I wonder if that's it. Or you see, the conservatives are saying that some of this is just pure spite against the conservatives. The conservatives have been after them, for example, to clear up this chaos at Pearson Erin International Airport. And there's really no reason for this, for still all the COVID mandates underway there. And it's creating chaos. And according to the conservatives, this is pure spite because the conservatives are after them. And now there is growing feeling that the reason that they won't lower the tax, remove the carbon tax, is once again just to spite the conservatives. I don't know. I don't understand it. But the other thing is that I guess they know that no matter what they do, they're still going to have all kinds of people who love them. Go ahead, John.
I'm so tired of this us against them instead of what's actually right for us as a whole.
I don't understand. We've got a terrible problem with inflation. Some people are going hungry. I've gone through the food bank, all the rest of it. We know that. With a stroke of a pen today or tomorrow, Trudeau could certainly not remedy entirely, but certainly help a great deal, and he won't do it. Go ahead, John.
Nothing would win voters over like, hi, I'm going to put money back in your pockets. Just saying. All right, Cheryl just chimed in. She says, liberals are out of touch with the average person and household. They couldn't care less about us. Liberals and all the elites. Nothing sticks to Trudeau. He makes me sick to my stomach. Trudeau could care less about us. The cheese has slipped off his cracker. Julie is on Twitch. She says, okay, here's something you never want to talk about because you think all us public servants are spoiled brats. But the troubled Phoenix pay system has cost more than $2.4 billion as of April 2022, and a replacement we were promised is still in the works and is still a major issue for most of the federal government employees. And she quotes CBC for that story.
No, I don't think all public servants are whiners. I don't know. Some of my good friends are public servants who work bloody hard, deserve every money, every bit of money that they're making. There's no question about it. And there's also no question that this Phoenix pay system has cost not only the employees, but it cost taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. Here's one more example. They just can't fix it. How many years have we been doing this? And they just can't fix it. But people still love them. Still, people still vote. You know what? A lot of the people who work for the public service and are affected by this, they'll continue to support Trudeau. Go ahead, please.
I don't know why they just don't roll it back to what was working beforehand.
Precisely.
You know,
scrap it. You know what? If they can't fix it, then just scrap it. Start all over again.
There's Greg. He says, Lowell, we ordered a fridge and stove today from Scheel. Mark was great to deal with. We live in Pembroke and did the deal over the phone. There you go.
Good. Nice. Good. Thank you very much, Greg.
All right. Murray says, it's all going to rise, not drop. It's time you all realize what full communism brings.
We're not going to go communist here, but we certainly are slipping into socialism. Go ahead.
Mike says, if Canada produces its own fertilizer, why are farmers paying Russian tariffs? They said potash is three times as much as it was last year. Hydrogen doubles.
Yeah. It's a strange thing. It's partly due to the taxes, et cetera, et cetera. I just, to be honest with you, I don't quite understand it. And I don't know if anybody really does. Go ahead.
Okay, where do we leave off here? Barbara, why can't the Liberals defend the mandate for electric vehicles, i.e. the pure cost, the infrastructure, the grids, future cost of electricity, and the ramifications of eliminating fossil fuels?
Yeah. In other words, somebody should do a real costing. What really does it cost to produce an electric vehicle and keep it running? You'd be very surprised. Go ahead, John.
This one seems a bit long-winded, but here we go. Anne on Facebook. The Liberals are not willing to step off their eco-wacko stance on carbon taxes continually increasing, even if it bankrupts the Canadian economy. It is all about if we feel enough pain, we will all get into EVs, I guess. Several problems with that. There are not enough EVs produced for everyone who wants one to even get an EV for some time. Second, what is supposed to happen for those who simply cannot afford an EV, even with subsidies? Are they to be given free EVs by the taxpayer, or will the government say too bad?
Everybody gets a free horse. Go ahead.
I'd rather that. Gregory, in my humble opinion, he says, housing costs are about supply and demand. Create cheap small houses and trailer parks and finance with mortgages. Banks won't mortgage trailer homes. The housing market needs a good flood. Lower building costs will turn
Can I just comment on that? We need far more homes of all kinds. Low cost, high cost. We need far more. And yet, is there any group, any industry more vilified in this country than the building industries? You know, as far as the left is concerned, everybody in the construction industry is a crook out for greed, et cetera, et cetera. Every time you want to build another home, you got to go jump through all kinds of hoops, get this bylaw and that bylaw. They estimate government, I think the last figure that I had was that about 28% of the cost of a new home is now government regulation. That was a number of years ago. It's probably over 30% now. But just think of the developers. Everybody hates the developer. Well, the developers are the people who are finding land to build homes. That's what they're doing. Oh, the developers, you know. It's as I say, it's the most vilified industry in this country, the developer. And yeah, they're the ones building the homes. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, that's who you pay for the home, right? So they're the easy target. Gene says
it really is strange. The left, on one hand, the left is saying we got to have more home, more low cost housing. Yeah, but they vilify the people who build these houses.
Exactly. Gene says the Liberals rushed Phoenix through even without a backup system as recommended to them at the time by the people.
That's right.
Yep. Kelly calls this liberal mental illness. Honestly, I cannot fathom why people still vote liberal. Every policy seems to increase the cost of living.
Okay, I have to share something with you. We have a woodpecker here that has gone wacko. Now, this is a downy, a red-headed woodpecker, a little guy. And for the past two or three days, he's attacked our house. We have a wooden house. I go whack, 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 whack all over the house. That was bad enough. This morning, he began to attack the windows. Whack, 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 whack. It sounded like somebody just was released in the living room with a snare drum.
The windows?
The windows. He's attacking the windows.
Weird.
So I'm not sure whether he sees a reflection of the trees in the windows or what, or if he's just nuts. He probably voted liberal in the last election.
There it is.
That's really crazy. We got a wacko. You know, in the wintertime, I got a squirrel that snow plows. And now in the summertime, I got a woodpecker that attacks my windows. Life in Ottawa. Thank you all, folks. We'll be back tomorrow.
The Lowell Green Show is seen and heard live around the world at 2 p.m. Eastern. Connect with us online at blasttheradio.com/Lowell Green. Can't join us live? Download the Lowell Green Podcast, available on Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Ask your smart speaker to play the Lowell Green Podcast. This is a production of blasttheradio.com.